Folks know about Lebby, governor of Alabama, 4 or 5 times again. He was a class by himself when it came to politicians. You know, when Wallace left the governor's office in 1978 and chose voluntarily to not go to the Senate, many folks assumed his remarkable political career had come to an end. Wallace's obituary had not yet been written. He would live to run again another day. He rose from the grave 4 years later when he would win his 4th and final term as governor in 1982. I do believe that Wallace knew instinctively deep down that he left the governor's office in 1978 that he would return in 1982. So in between 1978 and 1982, Wallace made his famous visit to the historic Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, named now after Dr. Martin Luther King. He confessed that he knew that his strident, overt racist diatribe had caused violence, discord, and death, not to mention the strange race relations he had sown with his constant haranguing of the race issue. Folks, his contrition seemed sincere, and the black audience believed him. It resonated throughout the state. The black community accepted Wallace's apology, and they rewarded him with their vote. Folks, it was the black community and statewide black vote that elected George Wallace to his 4th and final term as governor in 1982. There is no mistaking this fact. The election results were illuminating. The black vote unquestionably elected George Wallace. There are many Wallace naysayers who contend that Wallace's Dexter Avenue Baptist apology and pleas for forgiveness was orchestrated and calculated. Indeed, that would have been the Wallace way. There's no question that if you were a student of Alabama politics and George Wallace, that it was well known that George Wallace would do or say anything to be elected governor. He was a total pragmatic political animal. However, in this case, I would argue, and it's my belief, that Wallace's remorse was genuine and heartfelt. One day late in his last term, I was visiting with him in his office, and it occurred to me there was something strange about the decor of his office. Usually, people have pictures of their children and grandchildren surround them or on their desk areas, especially folks Wallace's age. Wallace had 4 children and lots of grandchildren. But strangely, the only picture on his desk was a picture of a little black girl. Out of curiosity, I asked him, I said, "Governor, who is that little girl in your picture?" He started crying almost uncontrollably and said, "Steve, that little black girl came down here to the Capitol with her school class from Birmingham and hugged my neck and told me she loved me and gave me her picture." That day, I believed Wallace was truly remorseful for his fiery, racist past. Thank y'all for listening.